I am Karen, a grateful believer. I am finding victory over a sex addiction, the effects of domestic violence, and I'm currently working on my eating issues. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this lesson on READY. I pray you open our minds and hearts to hear the good news you have for us, and that we act on that life-changing news today. In Jesus' name, amen. So principle five, voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life and humbly ask him to remove my character defects. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. Matthew 5:6. Step six, let's read it together. We were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4:10. Principle five is the turning point in our recoveries. We have examined our denial, accepted our powerlessness, and asked God for his power, decided to turn our lives and wills over to the care of God, made a searching and honest inventory, shared that inventory with God, ourselves, and someone we trust. So now, how do we get rid of all this stuff? The answer starts with this lesson. The R is for release. Release control. When I was a kid, I loved basketball, but I would hang on to the ball at all times for dear life until someone from the other team would strip it from me. God will not strip your stuff from you. You have to pass it to him. Release control. He is on your team. Help me to do your will, for you are my God. Lead me in good paths, for your spirit is good. Psalm 143:10. What in your life do you need to release control? Take a moment and think about it. Write it down so that you remember it. E is for easy does it. When I first came into recovery, I thought I would stay a year and then be all well from whatever it was that was bothering me. I was in so much denial, I couldn't tell people in the beginning why I was here. A lot of the time, I didn't know myself. We talk of the steps each building on the last one. This is true. But in our three-dimensional minds, we think of recovery as linear. It is not. As I go through life and recovery, I unearth more stuff from my past that needs to be dealt with. I go back through denial, powerlessness, the whole bit on those new issues. We are under the curse of Adam, which is original sin. And even if we don't intend to sin, we do. So it's time for us to go after every defect or issue that causes us to sin or is contrary to God's will. There are no quick fixes. We didn't get this way overnight, and it will take time. It is one day at a time, one moment at a time. For this moment, I will be sober. Moments add up to minutes, which add up to hours, days, then weeks and years of sobriety. But it all starts with one moment at a time. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him to help you do it, and he will. Psalm 37:5. A is for accept the change. Sometimes we give lip service to that we need to change, but we don't. Or we see that we are changing, but we want to hang on to that unhealthy thing of the past. Changing might mean you don't drive past businesses that offer temptation on your way to work. You change your friends in your social circles to ones that are more like the new you. We often see the need for change, but we are so entrenched in our old ways of thinking that we don't allow the change to happen. I used to live in a fantasy life of sexual relationships with women. It was frightening at first to have real women, friends, and even be in small group with other women. At times I would want to flee, but God put the seatbelt on and made me stay. I was so grateful now for the women that speak into my life and are my friends. That wouldn't have happened, and I wouldn't be standing here tonight if I hadn't learned to accept the change. So then, have your minds ready for action. Keep alert and set your hope completely on the blessing which will be given you when Christ Jesus is revealed. Be obedient to God and do not allow your lives to be shaped by those desires you had when you were still ignorant. 1 Peter 1:13-14. Is there a change you need to accept? Take a moment and think about that. And I do encourage you to write it down so you don't forget. It's easy to forget. The D is do. Do replace your character defects. This is the key right here to prevent relapse and to progress in your recovery. Are you replacing your time drinking or acting out with another meeting? There are lists of local CR meetings on the back table. There is one and often several every night. Do you have a list of phone numbers of people in your CR or other recovery small group that you can call? Do you have an accountability or sponsor you can call? When I first started recovery, I didn't go physically to a meeting every night, but I did call someone or meet for coffee with someone and essentially do 90 interactions in 90 days just so that I could stay sober. And sometimes it was just that one moment, getting over that one moment that made the difference in my life for that day. Some ways to replace your character defects are Bible reading, getting into a Bible study. Find a church if you don't have one. Find a hobby. Volunteer. There are multiple places where a few minutes invested in service will change how you think of yourself and how you value yourself. Giving to others helps you see yourself as God sees you. If you don't fill the void, the risk of you going back to your bad habit is huge. I did that myself. I had not replaced my old habits with new good ones and relapsed and left CR for 8 years. I am mindful of how important it is to replace your old habits with good new ones. When an evil spirit goes out of a person, it travels over dry country looking for a place to rest. If it can't find one, it says to itself, "I will go back to my house." So it goes back and finds the house empty. Then it goes out and brings along 7 other spirits, even worse than itself, and they come and live there. Matthew 12:43-45. So what are you doing to replace those old habits as you work your recovery? That's really important. Y is for yield. Yield to the growth. At some point in this journey, you're going to feel unworthy. You will doubt whether recovery is for you. But you know, these are the whispers from the evil one. Don't listen to him. Yield to the changes the Holy Spirit wants to make in your life. Recovery is a partnership between you and God. You cannot change by yourself. You need him, as I need him. Are you ready, willing to voluntarily submit to any change and every change that God wants to make in your life? The person who has been born into God's family does not make a practice of sinning, because now God's life is in him. So he can't keep on sinning, for this new life has been born into him and controls him, and he has been born again. 1 John 3:9. In thinking about Lent and Easter approaching, I've been reflecting on the conversation that Jesus had with Peter about foot washing at the Last Supper. Peter initially refused to let Jesus wash his feet, and then he wanted Jesus to wash his whole body. Jesus said those who were truly in him had been washed already. Those of us who have accepted Christ still live in a broken world. And even though we are in him and no longer need a full bath for our sins, as that was already done when we were saved, yet we wear sandals and walk through this sinful world and our feet get dirty. We need to be ready to let God wash our feet, to surrender to him, to not be ashamed that our feet are dirty. That shame is a lie. To acknowledge, matter of fact, that they are dirty and let Jesus loosen our sandals and make us clean. From a show of hands last week, about 3/4 of us have taken step study in this group. Have you reflected on your inventory and your life since step study? Have you been entirely ready to let God remove all your defects of character? Have you voluntarily submitted to every change God wants to make in your life? Are you holding something back? Surrender and let him wash your feet. And working on this lesson, I've realized in my own life, my eating has gotten out of control, and I'm now reaching out for help on this. Recovery is not linear. There's not an arrival or an endpoint until we get to heaven. I got sloppy in replacing my own character defects and have let this one get a foothold. Like James 4:10, I've had to humble myself before God, but the promise is that he will lift us up, and what he has done for me, he will do for you. The more literal translation of our beatitude tonight for our principle is this: blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed is to find favor with God, to be nourished by God's goodness. Righteousness is to actively seek a right standing with God. So what are you hungering and thirsting for? Is it your habit or hang-up? Or are you hungering and thirsting after a relationship with God? Moving from focusing on our habits to focusing on God and thirsting after him who is the living water is what our recovery is about. For the person who is checking out this Jesus, in secular recovery, there is a talk of higher power. You may have been searching for it. Have you ever searched for your car keys and they were right on the table in front of you? Or have you ever searched for your glasses and found them right on the top of your head? What are you searching for right here? Jesus is right here. Jesus, the higher power. Tell him you need him, that you want him to come into your life. And so pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I have asked for your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, the angels are singing in heaven over you. Share your life-changing decision in your small group tonight and let others encourage you. And now we will close with this prayer. And I'll just read it and listen here. Dear God, thank you for taking us this far in our recovery journey. Now we pray for your help in making us be entirely ready to change all our shortcomings. Give us the strength to deal with all of our character defects that we have turned over to you. Allow us to accept all the changes that you want to make in us. Help us be the people that you want us to be. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.